You're listening to another interview with Big JD. For more interviews with Big JD, check out youtalkingtome.ca or simply visit bigjd.com.
All right, it gives me great pleasure to reintroduce to the Jabbercast someone involved in the sports nutrition health field who has an incredible list of credentials. It's Reno Perlin, certified fitness trainer, nutritionist, brace specialist, and soon to be RN. Reno, welcome to the Jabbercast.
Hi, Big JD. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Reno's going to talk to us today about bracing. What exactly is bracing?
Basically, bracing is a brace that can be made of different materials such as plastic or a neoprene, and that can slide or attach onto a joint. What that basically does is meant to alleviate the patient's pain and increase comfort.
Okay, they're sometimes used as well as a splint type of thing?
Well, yeah, it all depends on the type of bracing that we're talking about here at Big JD, because some braces are meant to be like a splint. So for example, if I broke my finger and I were to attach a steel splint onto my finger, the purpose of that splint would be to
stop the joint from moving at all.
Well, yeah, you want to immobilize it, and The purpose of that is so that the bones heal in a straight fashion.
Okay.
But there are other braces, for example, like the most common brace you probably heard is the sling. It's the most common type of brace that everyone knows, and it's once again, it's meant to immobilize the arm, but yet you still get some range of motion. And then there are some braces, for example, that just slide onto the knee that still allow full range of motion, but just alleviate any discomfort.
Now, as far as sports might be related, if someone was to wear a brace that played a particular sport, would they still be able to partake in that sport? Or should you, if you're braced or you need to wear a brace, would you have to take time off, or are there certain circumstances where you should take the time away and wear the brace?
Mm-hmm. Well, the best example of that I can think of would be Stone Cold Steve Austin. Are you familiar with him?
Sure.
Yeah.
Golfer. No, the wrestler. Yeah, go on.
The wrestler. Well, he actually kind of glamorized the knee brace. He wears specifically, it's a custom-made knee brace, and it attaches above 6 inches above his thigh and 6 inches below his knee. They're specifically made by Don Joy Knee Bracing Company.
Okay.
His brace in particular allows him to be able to be competitive at wrestling and still be involved with sports. And I think that's the aim of bracing, is that it still allows the person to be able to play sports and wear a brace at the same time.
Okay, so to be active and still wear a brace. And my last question, actually, usually when we think of bracing, we think of a brace on a joint, and you've mentioned that a few times. Is there any instance where you might wear a brace that's not actually on a joint, but might be somewhere else where you might have some type of fracture or something that just needs a brace on that is not a joint, or, you know, somewhere that's not so mobile but needs it for some other reason?
Yeah, I can think of a common brace that a lot of people have with a certain type of hamstring injuries. And what it is neoprene tends to be a good type of material, Big JD, because you can slide it onto the patient's limb and you place it on the thigh. And it basically acts just as a leg warmer, and it increases local circulation. It brings in fresh oxygenated blood to the muscle, and therefore allowing the muscle to stretch and contract during playtime.
Great stuff. Yeah, sometimes when you think of things like that for that use and something like a sling, you don't often think of those really as a brace, because when we think of braces, we think of something that's, you know, strapped on somehow or made to make a part of your body not move. So it's pretty neat to realize from somebody that's professional telling you that, you know, other things are considered braces. So once again, I appreciate you being on the Jabbercast. Reno
Very
Perlin,
welcome. Very welcome.
Brace specialist, certified fitness trainer and nutritionist, and soon to be RN. Thanks, Reno.
Okay, Big JD, and I'll speak to you soon.
You've just listened to another interview with Big JD. For more interviews with Big JD, check out youtalkingtome.ca or simply visit bigjd.com.